I almost hate to say much of anything just because I believe the words of the songs we've sung tonight are so powerful in and of themselves. I do hope that you noticed the progression that I tried to naturally set up in the way that we sang these songs, just the idea of sometimes the feeling of hopelessness that we have, and how the words to some of those songs fit that idea, and some of the psalms that were read as well, of just realizing a need to be still, and to realize that we need to cast our cares on the Lord, as Peter says it, and trust in Him. Be still, he says, and know that I am God, for I created all the earth. And just think about that concept for a moment. When we're struggling with whatever it is we're facing, whatever kind of difficulty we're having, the one that we come and we worship every week and we sing to and we pray to and that we devote our life to, He created all the earth. And He certainly understands our struggles and the difficulties that we go through. And I love some of these songs that we've sung tonight. It's why I picked them. Glenda does such a good job of speaking to the heart in the songs that she writes. I love You Are My Strength, because there are just times when the reality is our only smile is in God. When we're facing problems, death, our own issues sometimes that we have, sin that we face in our life, sometimes the only thing we can smile at is the reality that we have God in our life. And that we have Jesus who has redeemed us from those sins. And He cares about us. And that God became flesh. And He lived a devoted life to the Father. Jesus was God in the flesh. And He lived faithfully to the Father so that He could be a sacrifice for us. That's how much He cares. And we can smile about that. And we can have joy. And we can find our guidance and our strength through the Lord. And even when we don't have answers, even when we don't know the right way to go sometimes, we know we can be patient and we can wait. And we can look for those doors of opportunity. We can look for the paths that the Lord will make for us if we're faithful to Him. And we know that He is faithful to us. And I also did the progression in this way because I think that's the way the Psalms often are. Or texts that are much like the Psalms. For instance, in Revelation chapter 6, a text that mimics the Psalms in many ways, they cry out. These are the saints who've been slain for the Word of God. They've died for the Word of God. It's the suffering that they went through. They cry out and say, "O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before You will judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? How long, O Lord," the psalmists say. And you can sense their desperation as they realize the need that they have, the emptiness in their life, in a sense, as they're writing these words and thinking about the situation that they're in. And yet, even in the midst of those psalms and often other places that are similar, there is a statement of trust. They put their trust. "You are my refuge. You are my rock. I don't have the answers. Things seem hopeless. I don't know what's going to happen," David or others might say, "but I take refuge in You." And then, of course, when deliverance comes, they say, "I will speak Your name to the assembly. I will praise You before all people. And You are a blessing to me," or to Jerusalem, or to Zion, or however they phrase it. They now have joy in the Lord because they've seen His deliverance. As I was thinking about how I wanted to construct what we were going to do tonight, a few weeks ago I came across the song, and I appreciate Brent leading it. I realized it probably wasn't one that we were extremely familiar with, but the idea of that song, "In His Presence." The words of that song are just amazing if you think about it. The concept there that as we dwell on earth, there are difficulties that we face, and there are problems that are before us. And when I thought about that song for a little while, one thing that struck me about it is it being in the presence of God is not what that song talks about if you look at much of Scripture. If you think about Moses coming before the presence of God, the numerous times he did, or the presence of God appearing to various people throughout Scripture. Most of you are familiar with the reactions that take place. Many times they're falling on their faces in fear and they expect to die. But I believe the idea, if I understand the song correctly, there is that through Christ, everything has changed. And now we can approach the throne of grace. And what a joyful thought that is, no matter what situation we're in right now, that one day in His presence, there will be comfort. And in His presence, there will be peace. Many times, comfort and peace are not the terms that define the sorts of things that we go through on a daily basis. But one of the things that strikes me as I've thought about much of this, and we've sung some of these songs, just the reality that there's more than this world, and the peace that that gives to me, and the joy that that gives me. We see here in Revelation 6, he talks about people who even died, and we know stories even of martyrs in the early church who died for the cause of Christ. Certainly not all blessings are going to take place here and now, but there is a reality that there's much more after this. And that God is going to vindicate His people. He's going to judge justly. And whether it is we've faced oppression at the hands of those who are wicked, or whether it's just that we've had difficulties in life that we've had to overcome and we've been devoted and faithful and committed to Him, there will be vindication for that. There will be a reward. He will lift up those who are His and He will know their name. And they will be with Him. One song that I love, also connected to someone in this congregation, Matt Basford, another songwriter who just does an excellent job speaking to the heart. He says these words in a song he wrote called A Foretaste of Your Rest. And maybe this will speak to those of us who, maybe you're not going through difficulty right now, but consider the blessing of that. And the preparation of your heart for a time when maybe you will go through a trial. Should this hour of rest depart, and the joy it brings me cease, I will bear it in my heart as a promise of your peace. When I strain beneath new woe or contend with future sin, from this moment I may know you will bless my life again. What a powerful thought that is. That we can prepare our hearts, we can prepare our minds, that even when we're not going through some problem, as tends to happen in life, we see that as a promise of who God is and the blessings He's going to bring to our life. And then when we do face that trial, when we do face that new woe, as Matt talks about it, we know that there's going to be blessing on the other side. Revelation 21, in verse 1 says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be His people. And God Himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.'" There's more than just this life, and I hope these songs have reinforced that idea tonight. God is just, and He's going to vindicate His people. He's going to reward those who are His. And then finally, we need to understand, as some of the songs have implied and indicated, and as Revelation 21 says here, that God will dwell with His people. We will be in His presence. And in His presence, there will be comfort, and there will be peace. And there will be no more tears, and no more death, no more mourning or crying or pain. All of those things that cause the trials and the difficulties and the problems that we face in this life. The answer is not always that we receive great blessing here. Sometimes we do. And when we do, we know that all good things come down from the Father above. And we can praise him for that. The ultimate blessing is an eternity with the Father, where we escape this life for the life that we really want, the eternal life, where all those former things are done away with, and we live in glory around the throne of God forever. If you're not in Christ tonight, Jeff talked about this morning the reality that if we are going to experience the resurrection, if we appreciate the resurrection, then that takes baptism, it takes death, burial with Christ, and resurrection to newness of life with him. And the truth is, no matter who you are, whether you are in Christ or you are out of Christ, there's going to be problems we face in life. But the reality is, only true joy and satisfaction through those troubles and trials, as James talks about in James 1, is going to come for those who are in Christ, who have the joy of knowing there is more than what's right here, that we have an eternity with the Father. We can help you with that tonight. If you need to put on Christ in baptism, we'd be glad to help you do that. And if you're struggling in your faith, that's why we're singing these songs. That's why we're talking about the things we're talking about. Sometimes we struggle, and we need to be encouraged, and we need to be uplifted. And so don't be ashamed about that. If there's sin, certainly we need to turn from sin and make it right with God and with others. But the reason we're here and the reason we're singing praises to God and singing encouragements to each other is for that very purpose of stirring each other up to love and to good works. Can we help you tonight? Can you make known some